Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He said that DOGE ordered him and others at the National Labor Relations Board to allow access to extremely sensitive data. And then he watched as Russia immediately started accessing and downloading all of it.
All right, we have a massive breaking news story that is very indicative of where this whole Elon Musk saga is going, because there are new reports that he got into a shouting match with one of Trump's top advisors in the West Wing. Now, this comes at a time when the White House has been trying to push Elon Musk away, calling him a, quote, political liability, and as Elon Musk realizes that his power within the Trump White House is beginning to wane. So this new Axios article is titled Scoop: Musk versus Bessin dispute erupted into West Wing shouting match. And just to back up for 1 second, I feel like we've almost gotten desensitized to the fact that Elon Musk is not even supposed to be there in the first place. After covering Doge day in and day out, you forget the fundamental fact that the richest man in the world should not be able to buy his way into the White House, buy his way into changing policy, buy the largest platform, and then change that into a propaganda machine. All of these fundamental facts deserve to be reiterated, because we get lost in the Doge stuff day in and day out. You know, before we even break down this article, let's run through what's been happening in the Trump administration. This new Fox News poll shows that Trump in term one had a 45% approval at this point in. Obama in his term had a 62% approval at this point in. Bush, 63%. Biden, 54%. But Trump part two, the term that we're in right now, obviously, Trump part two only has a 44% approval rating. And it's because of the amount of five alarm fires that we have out there right now. Think about it. In the first 100 days, not only did everyone have to go through Signalgate, but then right after Signalgate, we have to watch Elon Musk rip everyone's lives apart. But then right after that, Trump announces Liberation Day. So there's just no time to breathe between Liberation Day, Signalgate, Russia currently bombing Ukraine even more. By the way, overnight, Russia bombed Ukraine. All of this comes together to paint a pretty satisfying picture of an America in disarray because of Donald Trump and because of Elon Musk. Watch this clip of Elon Musk accessing sensitive data and being called out for it.
We now have evidence that Elon Musk gave Russia sensitive government data. The whistleblower who came forward said, quote, "I can't attest to what their end goal was or what they're doing with the data, but I can tell you that the bits of the puzzle I can quantify are scary." He said that DOGE ordered him and others at the National Labor Relations Board to allow access to extremely sensitive data. And then he watched as Russia immediately started accessing and downloading all of it. He was ordered to delete all records of what he had done and leave no trace. And the man is terrified after what came next. Once he blew the whistle to NPR, he came home to find a threatening note taped to his door that included personal info and a picture of him that was taken from a drone. NPR was able to corroborate his account with 30 other employees. Elon Musk personally came in and handed over sensitive U.S. government data to Russia.
Not only that, not only are there reports that Russia tried to access sensitive data after Doge entered the National Labor Relations Board, but then there are a bunch of reports that people were threatened with pictures of themselves afterwards. Again, this comes at a time when Tesla's earnings are doing terribly. Elon Musk's power within the White House is waning. I'm trying to paint a picture here of an Elon Musk that is losing his damn mind. I mean, I don't even have to paint the picture. You guys have seen the videos of him clearly ketamined out. But not only is the Tesla stock dropping like hardcore right now, but Elon Musk is getting pushed out of the White House. And this all culminated into a screaming match in the West Wing of the White House. Read this. Elon Musk and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent got into a heated shouting match, an earshot of President Trump and other officials in the White House last week during a dispute about the IRS. So Trump heard this dispute, and you know what? Thinking about it, this is right around the time when the White House came out and said that Elon might be a political liability and they're going to try to distance him. So two witnesses and three sources briefed on the matter have been able to corroborate this story. Quote, it was two billionaires, middle-aged men thinking it was WWE in the hall of the West Wing. One witness said of the argument last Thursday. Besson's net worth is actually $500 million, but that's besides the point, it says. Why it matters. The clash, with both men in each other's face, showed how much Musk's personality and style have rankled some other administration officials, senior admin officials, since he began running roughshod through agencies with Doge. There are many reports that Elon Musk behind the scenes is very abrasive and aggressive, which I actually find kind of interesting because whenever I see Elon Musk speak publicly, he doesn't seem like the most confident public speaker, which is fine, of course. But then behind the scenes, apparently this dude is aggressive and a maniac when it comes to business. So it's just interesting to see hear the dynamic there. The New York Times first reported Friday that Besant and Musk had a disagreement over who would lead the IRS, but the chest-to-chest clash between the two men a day earlier had not been reported. Quote, they were not physical in the Oval, but the president saw it, and then they carried it down the hall, and that's when they did it again. Said a second, quote, it was quite a scene. It was loud. I mean loud. Zoom in. Asked about the shouting match, White House press sec Caroline Levitt referred to the comments she made to the Times about how, quote, it's no secret President Trump has put together a team of people who are incredibly passionate. So she doesn't even deny the story. She just calls them incredibly passionate. She says, quote, disagreements are a normal part of any healthy policy process. That is true, but this was not a disagreement. This was a man-child yelling in the face of another man-child despite them both being worth a shit ton of money because they both wanted their way. This is different than Jake Sullivan and Biden talking about a policy and just trying to talk it through and get to the best position. This is way different than a policy disagreement. But why am I debunking Caroline Levitt? Obviously, she's wrong. Musk has had high-profile disputes with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Trade Advisor Peter Navarro, Boris Epstein, remember that a few months ago? All of these different fights with senior Trump officials. Quote, everyone thinks Doge is great, but Elon's antics are just a bit much, another administration official said. I mean, yeah, I don't think Doge is great, but I also think Elon is an absolute jackass. The backstory, Musk and Besant had a choppy start during the presidential transition. Musk lobbied hard for Howard Lutnick to get the Treasury post, but Trump went with Besant instead and picked Lutnick to lead the Commerce Department. And then once Trump became president, Musk and Besant clashed over Treasury hires. And after all of this, I think the cherry on top is this article that says, Elon Musk wants to leave politics because he's tired of, quote, attacks from the left. Dude, this guy has spent the past 2 years saying comedy is now legal again. We can now be edgy again. He's gone around ruining the lives of thousands of people, including veterans and career civil servants and like just normal mothers and fathers, and then lied about it online and gaslit and then gotten into people's sensitive data. I could sit here and go all day. All of the insane stuff Elon Musk and his Doge goons by proxy have done, but, you know, he's going to play the victim now. Elon Musk is going to be the one to play the victim. He's going to say that he couldn't handle the attacks. It really hurt him. It offended him. And we know that his ego is incredibly fragile, but dude, you've ruined so many people's lives. You have absolutely no room to say that you're tired of attacks because some people called you out on Twitter, on your own platform. Just to end things off, going back to Musk versus Besant, this reads, the root of the tension between Musk and Besant is partly rooted in their personalities. Musk is a move fast and break stuff, iconoclastic business leader and social media celebrity. Besant is a cerebral, reserved financial guru who's much more comfortable explaining markets than being in the news. Or in a dispute with Musk, whom Besant has praised along with Doge. He does not want to be beefing with Musk. Quote, what surprises a lot of people is Scott is so mild-mannered, but he has his limits and he can roar, a Besant ally said. Quote, Scott can't stand Musk. That goes pretty deep and pretty far back, but he's acting like a grown-up about it. I'm going to leave it at that. I firmly believe that the country is basically on fire right now. I mean, yes, our day-to-day lives may not be changed yet. Inflation will begin to hit soon, but between tariffs, between Signalgate, between Russia and Ukraine and the wars across the globe, it's not a pretty picture. And yes, Biden's admin was not perfect, but he kept a steady hand. He didn't have a billionaire lunatic running around creating chaos while five other fires raged on. And I'll leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.